In the years following 1992, there were not too many speeches of a general program nature, but new ideas abounded and were put into practice in domestic organizational measures. Butter searched for always how to preserve the half-price reductions while keeping his promise to the employees of greatly increasing their salaries. Either sing, little bird, or perish, was his motto at those times. Thus, in the turmoil of struggles and suffering, reflecting, as in a miniature, the suffering and economic erring of the contemporary world, Butter found the way and solution in the management autonomy of the workshops and profit sharing of the employees. The ensuing speeches are the proof of it. The speech of the boss to the participants of a competition in cutting on the 17th of September, 1922. To compete in work is noble. Those who lose in a competition are better people than those who purposely do not participate in it. All good qualities were built by competing. The goal of our competition is to increase the productivity of workers while increasing, on the same scale, their income and standard of living. I am trying to solve the problem of how to sell shoes for prices as low as in America. We can achieve it only then when a worker in our factory will produce as many pairs of shoes as in American factories. We have to have, therefore, good technical equipment, good organization, and good exploitation of time by the workers. In order to best utilize his time, a worker must be aware that he is primarily the one who profits. Only then will he work as assiduously as on his own plot. It is the principle of our enterprise not to lower the rates when the workers will increase their output. It is our policy that only the workers should profit from higher productivity. Higher productivity helps the enterprise to save on overhead, and that advantage benefits in the shortest delay the consumer, in the form of reduced prices, maintained to assure continuous production. However, not everybody was an enthusiastic follower. Smaller and bigger adversaries emerged as well. Those who were directly affected by this revolutionary attitude toward the customer and the employee started contesting it. How and by what? By the most perceptible way existing in the business world, slander. How did Butter reply? How did he defend himself? Let us read the last speech of the 23rd of December, 1922.